Hundreds of North Island forestry workers could be relocated to conservation jobs in Southland to soften the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. A Treasury advisory group's predicting a significant drop in growth for the first 6 months of this year before things rebound, but is also working on two less likely but worse scenarios, including the possibility of a global recession. The tourism and forestry industries are already taking a hit. Air New Zealand's warning ahead of its half-year results that its earnings could be down by up to 75 million, and up to a third of the country's logging crews have been stood down because of supply chain problems in China. The government's already pledged $11 million in assistance for tourism, but Grant Robertson says it's an industry set to lose hundreds of millions, and there'll be impacts on education as well.
In the first half of this year, there is going to be an impact from COVID-19 coronavirus. We're already seeing that in terms of the tourism sector in particular, but also impacts around the education sector, which we are working on, forestry, live seafood and so on. So that will flow through and will inevitably lead to very limited growth in the first half of the year. But the case that Treasury are predicting is that that will improve in the second half of the year, and while overall, we'll see some decline in economic activity in 2020. It won't be long lasting. That's the current scenario, and the one that we're working on, and the one that Treasury advised me is what they expect to happen.
What's the price tag on that, Minister? Can you give us a ballpark?
Oh, look, it's far too early to be able to say that. But we obviously are talking about potentially hundreds of millions of dollars that the tourism industry, for example, will not be bringing into New Zealand. And there are flow-on effects to that, to all the businesses who then provide services to those people. So we're talking about a significant impact, but we won't know that for sure until we get the data. The most important thing for us at the moment, though, is to ensure that we're prepared for other scenarios. Now, we're not predicting that these scenarios are going to happen, but we're best to be prepared just in case they do. So we're looking at two scenarios where, firstly, the outbreak lasts for longer and has a greater impact in our domestic economy. And then the third scenario, which is one where this becomes more like a pandemic and it has a global impact, including potentially a global recession. It's important to say again, these are not being predicted, these scenarios, but they are the ones that we're doing the planning for.
What's the likelihood of that happening? What are they telling you?
Well, at the moment, it's not considered likely. The scenario that we're in, where there's a temporary but significant impact in the first half of the year, is the one that officials are giving me advice on. But this is simply as a prediction about what would happen if the virus essentially lasted for longer and spread further. And we don't have the information at this point, nobody does, to say whether or not that is likely to happen. But we are simply preparing ourselves. We've asked the Treasury and the other economic agencies to come forward with what interventions they would recommend to us if those scenarios took place.
Why are you planning on the most optimistic scenario when, for example, the World Health Organization is signalling to us that we're at a critical stage here in terms of containment? We've got new outbreaks in, say, Italy, you've got Seoul. It doesn't look like it's abating. So what makes your advisers so sure it's going to be the best case scenario?
Well, it's what they describe to me as the most likely scenario, but absolutely it is predicated on the fact that containment measures begin to work and that, in particular, the Chinese economy returns to a more normal output in the coming weeks. Obviously, we continue to monitor this every single day, and it's exactly why I've asked the Treasury and the other agencies to provide specific policy interventions that we could make if this does not turn out to be that scenario, but the other two.
So what are you looking at in terms of policy interventions? Obviously, $11 million is going into assisting with tourism. What else have you got in your toolkit?
So in the immediate term, we also have asked officials to look at whether or not there are options to relocate some of the workers in the forestry industry who have been affected most immediately by this, whether they can be relocated to work on, for example, supporting dock with track clearances in the South Island where we've had other weather-related issues, or whether they can support other programs, for instance, controlling wilding pines, which is a major issue for us as well in the forestry sector. So we've asked for plans to be developed to that.
Minister, a number of those forestry workers are in the Tairawhiti Gisborne area, so you're talking about South Island dock work. Are you talking about relocating them to do that work, or is there something in their area?
Yes, no, that is exactly what we're talking about. And obviously that's a significant thing to consider. There are lots of issues and it won't be appropriate for every person. But that's why we've asked officials to go away and develop what a plan for that would look like if we see these effects in the forestry sector being sustained.
It's really important. How many people could you accommodate?
Sorry, Lisa, just let me finish. It's really important to note that those people are in the immediate term being looked after via MSD to make sure that they have access to the income support that they need. How many people? That question is still to be answered, and it's one of the issues that we've asked officials to look at, because clearly we would have to accommodate people in the places that we're talking about. So we think it could be a significant number of the people who've been affected, but that's exactly the work that we've asked those agencies to do.
Ballpark, though, because at one point they were talking about 1,000 workers in that sort of Gisborne area. So ballpark, what are you working towards?
I think we're talking more in the region of hundreds rather than over the thousands. And as I say, it won't be appropriate for everybody. People have particular family responsibilities and so on. But we want to look into what options are available there, given the skills that those people have working in the forestry sector, whether they can be redeployed elsewhere. In addition to that, we've got officials working on how we can provide business and financial advice at a practical level for the firms that are affected, not just in the forestry sector, but in other sectors where they might need some advice about financial and business planning. So officials are coming back to us on that. So that's all immediate term work.
Right.
The more medium and long term focus for those other two scenarios obviously looks at bigger interventions that the government might make, including in the area of tax and income support. That's a long way off in terms of whether that would be needed. But again, we can look to international examples in the past of if we were facing a global recession, the kind of interventions that are necessary.
And I do want to ask you about that, but before we move on to that, just in terms of tourism intervention, you have said potentially we're losing hundreds of millions, right? So at the moment you're investing 11 million to kind of G up the domestic market and also other tourists from countries other than China. What else have you got for them?
Well, one of the specific things we need to work on is the kind of program they will have to rebuild the Chinese market. I mean, clearly, if and when we get to the point that the travel restrictions are loosened from China, we would want to be there, able to encourage people to return to New Zealand. So that's a piece of work that we're investigating. But actually tomorrow night, myself and Minister Kelvin Davis, the Minister of Tourism, will be meeting with representatives of the tourism industry to work through exactly what other responses might be needed.
So if we go to the third scenario, which is worst case scenario, we're talking about global recession then, you mentioned potentially tax relief. Would you look at cutting income tax rates to stimulate spending in the economy?
Look, I think if we're in that situation, we're clearly then looking at what we can do to make an immediate impact on the economy. You'll be well aware that we've put in place our infrastructure program, which was designed to help build a certainty of pipeline of work within those industries. That's fine, and that will continue to roll out. But in those circumstances, clearly you're then looking at the tax and transfer system as where we would be going. But I've got to reiterate, Lisa, this is not something we're predicting. It's merely preparing ourselves for the possibility that might be needed.
So you would consider it, though, if it was required?
Well, clearly what we're doing is scenario planning, and if that scenario were to play out, we would have to be considering all options.
So where would you be prepared to go to with your debt levels then? Would you be prepared to push it out to 30% of GDP?
Look,
I haven't made
that kind of judgment. What I would indicate, though, is if you look at history in New Zealand, when we had the global financial crisis under the previous national government, debt, I think, reached at one point close to 30%. So, you know, there is the ability for us to be able to look at different levels if we need to. We're some distance away from contemplating levels of that nature, though.
And that's the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, who also says the government's working on possible exemptions on travel restrictions for foreign students, but universities will need to come up with quarantine plans. He says universities haven't asked for financial compensation, and he says the first priority for that kind of relief will be tourism.